Our text for our sermon for tonight is from Ezekiel chapter 37. The hand of the Lord was upon me, and he brought me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the middle of the valley, and it was full of bones. And he led me around among them, and behold, they were very many on the surface of the valley, and behold, they were very dry. And he said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, you know. Then he said to me, Prophesy over these bones and say to them, O dry bones, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, Behold, I will cause breath to enter you, and you shall live. And I will lay sinew upon you, and will cause flesh to come upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and you shall live. And you shall know that I am the Lord. So I prophesied as I was commanded, and as I prophesied, there was a sound, and behold, a rattling, and the bones came together, bone to its bone. And I looked, and behold, there were sinew on them, and flesh had come upon them, and skin had covered them, but there was no breath in them. Then he said to me, Prophesy to the breath, prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, Thus says the Lord God, Come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived and stood on their feet, an exceedingly great army. Then he said to me, Son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say our bones are dried up, and our hope is lost. We are indeed cut off. Therefore prophesy and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Behold, I will open your grave and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will bring you into the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord when I open your graves and raise you from your graves, O my people, and I will put my spirit within you. And you shall live, and I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it, declares the Lord. My servant David shall be king over them, and they shall all have one shepherd. They shall walk in my rules and be careful to obey my statutes. They shall dwell in the land that I gave to my servant Jacob, where your father lived. They and their children and their children's children shall dwell there forever, and David my servant shall be their prince forever. I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will set them in their land and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in their midst forever. My dwelling place shall be with them, and I will be their God. And they shall be my people. Then the nations will know that I am the Lord who sanctifies Israel when the sanctuary is in their midst forevermore. Here ends the reading. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. You've heard it before. I know you have. All good things come to an end. There are many, as we continued our series this year on the kings of Judah, there were good kings of Judah. You could put quotations there if you want. And the kingdom of Judah lasted for centuries. There were also bad kings. But one thing that all kings, whether good or bad, have in common is death. From David to Zedekiah, the last king, the good and the bad, the king and the commoner, they all meet the grave. Can you imagine having Ezekiel's vision? Bones everywhere. It's almost like a nightmare scenario or something you would see in a movie. Everywhere, and not a drop of blood, not an inch of skin, not a gasp of breath, just bones. just the dried out remains of a life that once was lived but now is not. Son of man, can these bones live? So tonight we read what came after the last king. The exile into Babylon. There the prophet Ezekiel sees a vision, a valley of dry bones. It symbolizes the complete destruction of the kingdom of Judah, the whole house of Israel. All that was left was bones. And those were very dry and lifeless indeed. Judah had abandoned the Lord, and he had visited his wrath on them. Judah had refused to hear the prophets, preferring rather to stone them, to throw them into pits, and to treat them horribly. And now Judah herself has no voice with which to call on God. Look at the valley of dry bones. There are bones of feet, surely, that walked down the aisle and became bone to another bone and flesh of another flesh. There are bones that once played outside, bones that ran and jumped and climbed. Yet now the bones of these feet do not march, they do not walk, they do not run. They have been bleached under the sun of grief, immobilized by the pain of lost love, lost life, and lost hope. Son of man, can these bones live? Look, there are bones with hands that once played with toys as a child. But those hands grew. And as they grew, the fingers of those hands made fists and held weapons and held bottles as they drank. Until those hands lost all control and did unspeakable things that marred and scarred them. In the valley of their death, in the valley of their hatred, their bones bake under the heat of a relentless sun. And yet God asked, Son of man, can these bones live? Look in the valley. There are skull bones there too. Bones of men and women who have been abused. Others who have used the opposite sex as if they were their plaything. Still others who have simply given up on life and crouched down to die in the valley of despair. There are swollen skulls of men whose pride is puffed up, and the flattened skulls of men who have beaten their heads against the wall in frustration with a dead-end life. In the middle of this valley of abuse and hopelessness, of pride, these skulls just sit there. And God asked, Son of man, can these bones live? O Lord God, you know. You know whether these bones can live. You know whether there is hope for these hopeless, the hurting. You know if there is forgiveness for the sins. There is resurrection for the dead. So tell us, Son of God, can these bones live? New life is not found in dry bones. Only the direct action of the Creator can bring renewal amid death. The life-giving Spirit of God must breathe into them as the Word of God proclaims, prophesy, Son of Man, that these might live. The prophet Ezekiel speaks of the renewal of the kingdom. And the people of Judah did return to Jerusalem. They rebuilt the city, her walls, her temple, in fact. Many thought the return was the fulfillment of Ezekiel's vision. But it was never the same. The temple wasn't the same. The kingdom wasn't the same. Israel was constantly overrun by competing empires, vying for some form of global dominance. Eventually, the greatest empire in the history of the world conquered them. So-called kings would rule Jerusalem. Herod was only a puppet and only questionably Jewish. Certainly not of the house of David. When the son of David did come, he was rejected. He was rejected by his own people and handed over to their enemies, the Romans, for death. As he cried out from the cross in his last word to Tetelestai, "It is finished," he gave up his spirit and he breathed his last. But this Son of David had also said, "I am the resurrection and the life." He could not see corruption, you see. The bones of Jesus were not broken, and they were definitely not dried. He burst the tomb and brought life and immortality to light. For even death, our final enemy, must surrender before Almighty God. This is the faith passed on to you from generation to generation. The Word of God made flesh, tasted death, and conquered death, to speak life again to us, to his people. The dry, lifeless bones of Israel are knit together into the body of Christ by the word of his power and the work of his Holy Spirit. The prophecy of Ezekiel would not be fulfilled until the Son of David reigned and united God's people, all of God's people, in one flock. The Son of David gives us life without end. As God says, "And I will put my spirit within you, and you shall live. And I will place you in your own land. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I have spoken, and I will do it," declares the Lord. It is Jesus' resurrection life that he bestows on us, creating out of nothing faith, that we might have life with God now and forever. Earthly things do not last forever, but the kingdom of God, the kingdom of Jesus, is not of this world, just as he told Pilate. The life we now have is not of the flesh, but of the Spirit. The flesh will die, but our bodies are destined to be resurrected in glory. We will live in the sanctuary of our Lord and in his presence forever. We will forever live in the covenant of peace he has made by his blood. Or have you not heard? Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. Now may the peace which passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.